Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day, the night that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and my co-hosts, and those of you who have just now tuned in, those of you who have been with me, those of you who have just joined. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it. We have a very spiritually packed night on tonight. My intention was to come on the ministry and speak about new beginnings out of the prayers book on page 33, and that's going to happen. But God also gave me the scripture, and of course we're going to look at the watchtower tonight because it's the same thing that is in the Bible. And we are going to look at new beginnings. And Jesus talks about, before we get started, I want to give you a warm-up to give you time to get your paper and pencil or your pen. Jehovah talks about destroying those things that are not of God. He talks about from the internal parts of our being until the external. And then he talks about if anybody is in Christ Jesus, if anybody is in Jehovah, they are a new creature. He says, old things have passed away. He says, prepare for new beginnings. We talked about the journey, and we talked about how we were going to, or how we should ask God to deposit in our lives. But then God says there is a return, and in this return, God talks about the actions that's going to happen in this particular return. And so we have a packed night on tonight, and I'm going to pray because I want to make sure that everybody understands the concept that God is describing. We're going to have some writing going on. We're going to have some drawing going on so that we can understand. But we are going to be our study. We are going to be in the book of prayers, page 33, and we're going to be talking about being born again. Then we're going to also be in the watchtower, the second to the Corinthians 5:1-21. We're going to highlight some things, and God's going to give us a revelation. All right? All right, so we're going to go ahead and kick off this particular ministry, Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. This is actually in the watchtower here. Oh, give thanks unto Jehovah, for he is good. Let me say that again. Oh, give thanks unto Jehovah, God, El Shaddai Elohim, for he is good. For his love and kindness endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his love and kindness endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord of lords, for his love and kindness endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his love and kindness endureth forever. To him that by understanding made the heavens, for his love and kindness endureth forever. To him that spread forth the earth above the waters, for his love and kindness endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his love and kindness endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his love and kindness endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his love and kindness endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. And actually, this was the American Standard Version, Bible Gateway. This was not the Watchtower. But we thank God for Jehovah. We thank God for God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy, holy, and righteous word. All right, we're getting ready to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, We thank you, Lord, for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, would this ministry be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight? Would you bless the revelation to come down and fall afresh upon us, Lord? We thank you for each person who are assembled on tonight. We thank you for those who are coming, Lord, and those who will come within the weeks. We thank you for all of the newcomers, and we thank you for those who have had a change of heart. We ask right now, Lord, would you perform heart surgery on us, Lord? Would you perform mind regulations on us, Lord? If there's anything that's not like you, we ask, would it be cast out right now in the name of Jesus? Lord, we ask, would our focus be on you and nothing else? We thank you, Heavenly Father, for everything that has happened and the thing that is going to happen, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to lead and guide our paths? Help us to continue to focus on you and listen to your holy and righteous word. We thank you for the doors that are opening, Lord Jesus, and the opportunities to be able to not only speak your word, but speak, Heavenly Father, those things into existence. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless our hands to be about your service and our hearts to be about your love, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, would you bless the revelation to be simplified where the people can understand, even a child, Lord. Then, Lord, as we continue to move higher and higher in this ministry, Lord, we ask that you continue to send individuals not to hear me but to see you and to hear you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this platform. We thank you for the opportunity. We ask you that you bless each person who is listening in the hospitals, would you bless those people who are listening in the nursing homes and the convalescent homes, Lord. And then, Lord, we say have mercy upon us, Lord, and forgive us of all of our sins and forgive us of our wrongdoings and our thinkings, Heavenly Father, in our daily lives. Lord Jesus, we just ask that you have mercy on anyone, Heavenly Father, who is out of the ark of safety. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bring them back to the ark of safety and let them know that you are God, Jehovah, and besides you, there is none other, Lord. We ask that you bless us to continue to have the strength to be able to disseminate the information and the revelation and the prophecy that you have given unto us. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for each opportunity, and we thank you for blessing us to continue to remain on our assignment and our journey. We ask, Heavenly Father, as we move higher and higher in this ministry, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless something to be said or done that will edify and magnify your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Hey. Amen. And amen and praise God. All right, so on yesterday, we talked about being loyal, and we talked about how Jehovah God is so skillful in what he does. And on tonight, as I was preparing for this lesson about 10 minutes ago that the Lord has given unto me, because none of this is scripted, we're going to look at new beginnings. I want you to think about this, new beginnings. And before we even get started, I want you to go ahead and write new. That's all. N-E-W, new. And we all know that anything new has not been used. We all know that anything new, there are no types of deformities or no type. There's nothing wrong with it when it's new. And so God says if any man or woman be in Christ, he or she is a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. God says this is a new season. Amen. So I want you to go ahead and welcome yourself into this new season. Amen. Praise God. That was a surprise. Wow. It's a new season. New things are happening. New people are happening. New opportunities are occurring as we speak right now. And we're going to look in the prayers book first, and then we're going to go ahead and go to the watchtower to understand this particular lesson. When we talk about the word new, as I said before, it represents something that has not been used. God says that when we become new, God uses us in a way that edifies and glorifies his kingdom. When we were out in the world, we were used by Satan. And because we were used by Satan, God says that we've all become filthy rags and we've all fallen short of his glory. Amen. Amen. But when we come unto God, God washes us up and he purifies our hearts. And God says we are new creatures. So So God says, welcome to the new season of new beginnings. If you felt like you was despondent, or you felt like you was in a deserted place, or you felt like the Lord wasn't listening, or Jehovah wasn't listening to your prayers, God says, this is a brand new season. God says, I go to prepare a place for you. So when you was praying and when you was crying, God was preparing something better for you. And so on tonight, we're going to focus on new beginnings. And what this particular book says here is you are now born again into the kingdom of God, into the kingdom of Jehovah, restored to him. God says that when we talk about being born again, we're not talking about re-entering the womb of our parent, our mother. We're talking about when we say being born again, and I want you to write this down. God says when we are born again, he says we are new. He says we have new mercies. He says we have new favor. He says we have new anointings, new blessings. He says it's kind of like taking a bath. Amen. Anytime that you take a bath or a shower, amen, you become clean. And God says he had to clean us up, and that includes everybody, because we all fall short of the glory of God. And God says you've been cleaned up and you're born again, and now you're going to be restored unto him. Some of us have gone astray. God says when we sin, we go astray. He said it may be a moment, it may be many moments. He says, but any time we go astray from the word of God, or we deviate from the path of God, he says that we, in other words, we're no longer new. So God has to bring us back, and we become new creatures. So God says we have been born again. He says welcome to your new season. He says you're in a new season, that there is growth. I see green. God says there is growth. He says we are born again. So we can be happy about that, knowing that God says welcome to the new season. He says we have just been birthed into this new season. Praise God. When this occurs, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jehovah, the Holy Spirit enters into you when you relinquish your spirit to Jesus the Christ through the act of believing and turning from your sinful nature to trusting him all your life. Let's break that down. When this occurs, let's think about when Moses saw that let's talk about Saul. When Saul was on that Damascus road and he he encountered Jesus, but at that same time, Saul was persecuting the church, and he was talking about Christians. And Jesus says, why do you persecute the church and talk about the Christians? So at this particular time, Jesus had to turn Saul into somebody totally different. He became a new creature. He was born again, and he became Paul, and therefore he had individuals who were able to help him along the way. And so when we look at this particular beginning, when we look at the new beginning, we find that any time we encounter our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we are a new creature. But guess what? We have to surrender. We have to relinquish ourselves unto Jesus the Christ, unto Jehovah, through the act of believing and turning from our sinful nature. And we have to trust God. God says we have to trust him in everything that we do. We have to trust him. He says you are a new creature. You have graced a new season. He says now, because of this, he says, because when this occurs, he says, no longer are you subjected to your old sinful ways. No longer are you subjected to whatever sin you had, God says, because in heaven is wiped clean. And God says, because of that, you are a new creature, and you have been born into a new season. That's why those old things have passed away. He says, and then by the act of faith, asking Jesus Christ, Jehovah, into your heart as your Savior, who takes away your sins, and the Lord of your life to lead you into all truth all the days of your life. So let me tell you what happens, because this is a lot, and I want to make it where even a baby can understand. So you was birthed. We were just birthed into a new season, and God says that happened tonight. Amen. Praise God. So that's number one. The birth happened, and so we came down that root canal, and God says because of that, he says when this occurs, he says we relinquish all of our sins, right? So we relinquish everything, right? We relinquish all of our sins. So we come down that birth canal, amen, and we relinquish everything, right? We just come out. We come out. God says, come out of that dark place. Come out of that sin. He says, you've been birthed, and we come out that birth canal. Then God says, after we do that, he says, then we turn aside everything. We relinquish everything unto Jesus Christ, and we believe in him. And so when we come out, right, Jesus has to put his hands on us. When we come out, when we're birthed, right, a baby's bottom has to be tapped in order for the baby to begin to breathe life. And so God says that the touch of God causes us or helps us, right, to relinquish all of those things in our lives and help us to begin to believe. So God says then we begin to experience life. The Christian life, we have turned away from our sinful ways, and we begin to trust God, and we begin to act in faith, asking Jesus Christ into our hearts, right? Because we know that Jehovah Jesus Christ takes away our sins, and he leads us to the truth. So what happens is there is a birth, and now we're in this new season. And we came down that birth canal, right? And we had to relinquish everything. God says, come out of the darkness. Come into the marvelous light and enjoy life. Trust in me. Trust in God. Amen? Amen. This humble or surrendered spirit is extremely precious, just like a baby. And what God desires. This allows God's Holy Spirit, Jehovah's Holy Spirit, to come unto you and place the seal of God's redemption, which means to make new of kingdom worth and value, sonship, daughters included, upon your heart, innermost being the spirit person. Let me make that into simpler terms. God says that once we're birthed into the world like a baby, and once we have breath in our bodies, God says we begin to live, and God says we are made new, because when we are in the bellies of our mothers, that's a dark place with a lot of water. Amen? But when we come out into the marvelous light, we are cleaned up, we are cleansed, and we are even given a new life. We're given life, right? And God has to put his hands on us. And when that happens, when God has his hands on our lives, we're able to live, breathe, and have our being. We're able to trust God no matter what it looked like, no matter what it sounded like, no matter what it was. But God says he has to put his hand upon us, and that's how we're able to become new and able to enjoy life. And then it goes on and says, at last but not least, the word of God of Jehovah is clear in Mark 16 and 16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Baptism is the outward sign of the inward work of the heart, your heart. You will also need to find a Christian brother or sister in Christ who has been baptized to baptize you. We talk about the baptism. And when we talk about baptism, Jesus is talking about when we surrender our lives as an older person or as a child. I was 6 years old when I was baptized. We surrender our lives unto Jesus Christ, right? And we go down in the water just like Jesus did, right? We go down in the water. And when we go down in the water and come back up, our sins are washed. Jesus already paid for our sins. But we have to take that step. And we have to make sure that we are baptized. And when we are baptized, we're saying, Lord, I surrender unto you. Lord, I want to be cleansed. I want to be purified. Amen. And then those who are baptized, and we have to make sure, right, that our Christian brothers or sisters who have baptized us, which usually is the pastor, that they've been baptized as well. And baptism, which is the figure of their deliverance, now will also save you from inward questioning and fears, not by the removing of outward body filth, like bathing, but by providing you with the answer of a good and clean, concise, inward cleanliness of peace before God Jehovah, because you are demonstrating what you believe to be yours through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's 1 Peter 3:21. So when we go through the baptism, we're basically saying, God, for you I will live, and for you I will die. We're basically saying this is our inner peace. When we go to the water, we're not going to be cleaned outwardly. We're going to be cleaned inwardly. And so the baptism, now does that mean that we're perfect? No, by no means. But it means that we serve a perfect God. And because we serve a perfect God, God says he can wipe away our sins. And so when we do that, we become new creatures, brand new creatures in the Lord when we're able to do that. Amen. Amen. So let's wrap this particular part up, and then we're going to play Spirit Fall Fresh on Me by Mr. Luther Barnes. So God says we're in a new season. He says welcome to the new season. The new season started today. The new season of new beginnings. God says there's growth. I see growth. I see a great place. I see a good place. And God says it's newness. You are renewed. You are restored by who? God. Now, we talk about being born again, right? Being born again does not mean that you re-enter the womb of your mother. No, God says that this means that you are a new creature. He says you have birthed, you have been birthed into a new season. You have come through the birth canal, amen, out of that dark place, out of our mother's belly, out of that dark place. And because of that, right, God has put his hands on us, and he has caused us to live, move, and have our beings and trust in him. And he has helped us to have a new life, a new beginning, a fresh start. And when God says this, he says, in addition to having a fresh start after we've come out of the birth canal, amen, after we've graced our new season and Jesus has put his hands on us, he says we must be baptized. Amen. 6 years old is a good age to be baptized, but some people wait until they get 20, 21. But God says through the baptism, it's not to clean out your outward body, it's to clean the inside, and it's to say, Lord, for you I live and for you I die. Jehovah, for you I live and for you I die. And so when we look at that, we have graced. The whole topic tonight is we have graced a new season, and the new season starts now. So from now, and God says, from now on, a new season has just begun. And I want you to live like you're in a new season. God is telling me right now, he says, forget about all those things that has happened. He says, in heaven, he says, you have graced a new season. He says, you're washed clean, you're white as snow. He said, on earth, he says, the earth man is dirty anyways. He says, but as long as you're okay in heaven, as long as you're okay with God, as long as you're okay with Jehovah, that's all that matters. He says you keep moving forward, and God says he's going to keep opening doors for you. That's why I told you it was so important to remain focused and stop focusing on all this chitter-chatter, because God says as long as it's okay with him, as long as you are right with God and you ask God for forgiveness, he says the doors are going to open for you. And so he says welcome to the new season. Amen? So a birth just happened. Praise God. A birth just happened, and God just put his hands on us to give us new life and to help us to breathe again, help us to have peace again, help us to have peace within. Amen? And we trust our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We trust Jehovah. You are listening to the iFreeToLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. Now we're going to listen to Mr. Luther Barnes, Spirit Fall Fresh on Me, and then we're going to look at our Watchtower lesson, which goes with the lesson of being born again, the second to the Corinthians 5:1-21.
With our arms open wide.
Amen. That was Spirit Fall Fresh upon me by Mr. Luther Bourne's and the choir. Amen. Amen. And so before this song came on, I want to sum this up. Welcome to the new beginning. Welcome to the new season. Amen. Amen. Now we're going to look, and I'm going to give you time. Now we're going to look at the watchtower, which is also implicated in the Bible. We're going to look at the watchtower verses of now that we have graced a new season. Thank you, Lord. Now that we have graced a new season. Amen. God is saying now what he is going to do. He's revealing those things about what he is going to do. And so I want you to go ahead and get your Bibles, or you can get your Watchtower booklets, whatever you need to get at this particular time while I'm downloading this music so that we can listen to it after this particular message. And if it comes on, that's okay. If it comes on right now, because I can stop it. But I want you to go ahead and get ready for that. And this is Corinthians 5, 1 through 21. And we're talking about after the birth. That's what Jesus calls this, after the birth. Amen, after the birth. And I want you to think about a baby first entering this sinful world. If you think about it as you turn to your verses or scriptures, when a baby comes into the world, the baby is innocent and pure. But what happens after that, as far as the people are concerned and this world is concerned, just like Adam and Eve in the garden, then there was a missed opportunity of eternal life because they were disobedient. So what happens is we come into the world, and because of the temptations of the world and the things of the world, everybody has fallen short of God's glory. But we all pray unto Jehovah and pray unto God, and we ask for forgiveness, and we then are able to become new creatures. And God says we have graced a new season. So let's go ahead and begin to read Corinthians 5. And we're going to see how far the Lord wants us to go with this particular scripture and verses. It says, "For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, shall be torn down, we are to have a building from God, a house not made with hands, everlasting in the heavens." Jesus is telling us now that only what we do for Christ will last. He says that we can make plans on our own accord. He says, but the plans that will hold are the plans that he has set. That is why it's so important, God says, that when you are making a decision, when we are making a decision, when we are doing any type of project or when we're doing any type of ministry, that we always confer with God and we always pray unto God, because God says that anything that's made by him will last. Now, in this particular verse, God gives us a symbolism of a home, and he talks about a building that's made by man can be torn down, but when it is made by God, it's going to remain standing. And so we want to make sure that every decision that we make and everything that we do and every step that we take is authorized and ordained by God Jehovah. And we want to make sure of that, because God says that this is everlasting. "For in this house we do indeed groan earnestly, desiring to put on the one for us from heaven, so that when we do put it on, we would not be found naked." Amen. And we're going back to the garden. "For in this house we do indeed groan earnestly, desiring to put on the one for us from heaven, so that when we do put it on, we will not be found naked." Amen. So we need to be covered by the grace of God. We need to be covered by the obedience of God Jehovah. If you look at Adam and Eve, right, they wouldn't have had any idea, right, that they didn't have on anything, but because of sin. Sin causes us to become blind. That's what God is showing. He says it causes us to become blind. And he says sometimes when we are disobedient and hard-headed, we miss out on the goodness of God because of our disobedience. In fact, we who are in this tent groan, being weighed down, because we do not want to put this one off, but we want to put the other on so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. Now, the one who prepared us for this very thing is God, who gave us the Spirit as a token of what is to come. We are always to be covered by the Word of God. We're always to be covered by the Spirit of God. And we're always supposed to do things without a lot of groaning and complaining. Amen. But the most important lesson that I want you to understand and I want you to recognize is that anything that's built by man can be torn down. Anything. It doesn't matter what it is. Anything that is not built by God can be torn down. And I want to go ahead and skip over to verse number 17. Therefore, if anyone is in union with Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Look, new things have come into existence. Therefore, I like the way they put this. If anyone is in union, if anyone is with Jesus Christ, if anyone says that Jesus Christ, Jehovah is my Lord, he or she is a new creature. The old things passed away. We talked about that. We're being born again. Welcome to the new season. New things have come into existence. God says those old things have passed away. He says your gifts will make room for you. He says make them visible. Right? He says so anytime we come in contact with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, all those old things have passed away. He says, and then where God is taking us, he says, there is enough room for your gifts. But all things are from God, Jehovah, who reconciles us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of the reconciliation, namely that God was by means of Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting their offense against them, and he entrusted to us the message of the reconciliation. Right? Once we go to God and ask for forgiveness, God forgives us. But we are the ones who continuously remind God and act like we about things. And God says, all the good things, all those things are from God, from Jehovah. Right? And he says we are supposed to minister reconciliation. We are supposed to minister forgiveness because God has entrusted everything unto us. And when God entrusts things unto us, he expects for us to utilize it in a way in which we help others. Amen? Amen. So the main point here, these verses, is that only what we do for Christ will last. Everything in this world can be torn down. It can be destroyed. It doesn't matter what it is. God just happened to use a house as a symbolism. Right? That's symbolism. But he says it doesn't matter what it is. God says that it can be destroyed on earth. And he says anything that is not like him will be destroyed. Amen? And so God continues to remind us. He continues to remind us that we must continue to trust and believe in him. He says this is our new season. We are gracing right now in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jehovah, a brand new season. He says old things have passed away. God says they're dead. They're buried. They're deceased. Anything dead needs to be buried. Praise God. That's what God said. He says if it's dead, he says bury it. Amen. Because what happens is if something's dead and you allow it to remain on earth, right? then it's going to cause a stench. And so God says, if it's dead, he says, go ahead and bury it. Some of you are still living in the past. Some of you are living your past 50 years ago. And some of you will take your past to your grave with you. Ask God for forgiveness and keep moving. You can't listen to the chitter-chatter. You can't get off course. God says, we have graced a brand new season. And I would hate for you to miss out on what God has for you in this season because you're too busy looking back and turning into a pillar of salt like that woman. God says you have to press your way through, amen, in order to get to where you're going. And remember what I told you yesterday. God says that there are so many places you can use your gifts, right? God says that, you know, when we drive, especially going out to Dallas and these other places, there's construction everywhere. GPS rerouting, everything's going on. But God says, and we find a way to make it there. But when something happens in life, we act like that's the end of the world. And it's not. God says we have to learn how to use other avenues. We have to learn how to get on our knees and pray unto God and trust and believe in God. That's what God was talking about. He says, I birthed you out of that dark place. Right? You've come through the birth canal. Amen. He says, you've come out of that dark place. And you've come through the birth canal. Then I touched you and gave you life. And when I touched you and gave you life, you was able to breathe. And because you're able to breathe, he says, now I expect you to get baptized. Amen. What does that mean? That means to have peace within, to be at one, to be a union with God. He says, then after you are baptized, amen, he says, I expect for you, for your heart, to be founded on the things of God, because only what God, only what you do for me, only what you do for Christ will last. I gave you a symbolism of a home that was made by man and that was torn down. But if I make this house, which is your heart, which is heaven, he says it's everlasting and it's eternal. Amen. And Jehovah is talking about heaven is eternal. He said that is your eternal home. He says this right here on earth can be torn down. Amen. And then God says if anybody, if any man or woman is in Christ, he or she is a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. You are in a brand new season. Stop looking back, thinking what if, and start thinking God is. Amen. Start speaking those things into existence that you want and ask God to bless you to receive. God says we have not because we ask not. We can't find it because we're not looking. Amen. So we're going to, God gave me another song, and we're going to actually listen to Sister Helen Baylor. She talks about the sea of forgetfulness. And I want you to really listen to this song, because what happens is many times God forgive us. And because of the people, you know how some people are. You know how it is. We revert back and we start thinking. And God says you need to be moving forward and stop listening to all this chatter. Because he says nobody knows the day nor the hour, and nobody knows the blessings and the breakthroughs that God has for you. But if you're too busy listening to the world, if you're too busy thinking about the world, then you're not going to be able to focus on God. And so God says that he has placed all of this into the sea of forgiveness. You've asked for forgiveness, you move forward. Listen to the words of Sister Helen Baylor, and God's going to give us an encouraging word. Then we're going to have announcements, and I'm going to bid you a great night. You're listening to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love, and our topic tonight is a new beginning.
I know I break your heart, but you promised I could stop.
Amen. That was Sea of Forgetfulness by Sister Helen Baylor. Amen. And that was actually another artist. But we thank God. Amen. That was a Sea of Forgetfulness. And what I want you to understand and recognize with that is that once you ask God to forgive you, you move forward. Because God said we all have sinned and we all have fallen short. There's not one perfect person on the world, and we don't reach perfection until death. Amen. And so nobody's perfect. Amen. But we serve a perfect God. We serve a perfect Jehovah. So I want to sum up everything, and I want you to know that this is a new season. And I want you to know that we've all been cleansed because we've been baptized. And I also want you to know that God wants us to live a good life. He wants us to live a prosperous life. He wants us to trust in Him, in Him alone. Ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the doors shall be open. But it looks like it doesn't matter how it looks. But it sounds like it doesn't matter how it sounds. But they say it doesn't matter. What matters is that we continue to trust and believe in God and remain on our assignment. That is what's important. Amen? That is important in this particular new season. So in this particular new season, starting tonight, you should be able to sleep like you're brand new. When you get up in the morning, God's will, you should be able to smile like you're brand new. Amen. You should be able to start your way like you're brand new. You're supposed to be able to go to your destination and feel brand new. Amen. And feel good and happy. And when you get the good news, you feel brand new. Amen. Amen. And that's what God wants us to be. He wants us to be in a good place. God never planned for us to be miserable and unhappy and sad every time we wake up. That was our choice. But God says He wants us to be prosperous. Do that. We must embrace our new season. And we must recognize and understand that the new season is here. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. Thank you for entertaining me as I was able to construct the reenactment of this prayers book and give you a visual through speaking. Thank you so much. Also, thank you so much for engaging in the journal writing a little bit about new beginnings. Thank you so much for that. Be sure to come back on tomorrow, God's will, which is our day in which we go over our needs and wants. We are going to go over our needs and wants. I'm actually a day ahead, as you can see, because today was our needs and wants. Amen. Adding, multiplying, and dividing. But tomorrow, God's will be our needs and wants. And I want you to bring some paper, put on your thinking cap, and I want you to bring something to write with. We're adding, multiplying, dividing, putting the power on, and of course, prayer. Because God is getting ready to do some great things. This is a new season. It's a new beginning. And I want you to be prepared for it. When you wake up in the morning, God's will, I want you to wake up and ask God to fill up your cup because your cup is empty. Fill it with joy, patience, and happiness. Amen. Amen. I want to thank you all again for listening. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and your friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedomlove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, artists, writers, actors, actress, promoters, anyone with a positive, positive message, please, 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 Facebook AlfredaLove at ALFREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry. In addition to that, make sure you continue to pray for all of your family members. When you you pray for all of your family members. Put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself. Why? Because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for all of these children and youth who are pray for their safe return. Pray that God continue to shield and protect each and every child all over this land and country. Pray that God continue to lead and guide these adults to be adults and to be great role models for the children. In addition to that, we continue to pray for this nation and this world. We continue to pray for education. We continue to pray for organizations and careers. We continue to pray for paths and new beginnings, because God says this is a new season, so get ready for the newness in your life. I want you to feast your eyes on AlfredaLoveShow.com. 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 When you go to AlfredaLoveShow.com, you will see at the bottom Academic Excellence Tutoring, Education, and Consulting. These are some of the topics, consulting topics, that I speak on, all right? And then, of course, we have some tutoring with these particular subjects. If you want to contact me, I have a 1-800 number, 1-800-969-5251, 1-800-969-5251. Who do I service? Schools, conferences, organizations, groups, teams, and much, much more. What is the process? Of course, you email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, or you can call me at 1-800-969-5251. We'll coordinate the time for tutoring or the appearance, or receive the best tutoring and education consultant that you can ever receive. Amen? Amen. And on this week, I will be speaking about best practices for teachers, and then I will also speak about portraits of effective classrooms. Amen? Amen. And I want to thank those organizations who have provided me the opportunity and chance to come and speak to their particular groups. Amen. And I will come speak to your groups as well. Amen. If you need speakers or singers, all you have to do is click on this particular icon right here, and then just email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com, if you have any events going on. Also, you can go to AfredaLoveShow.com and check that out. Meet artist Eddie Ruth Bradford. She's a gospel artist, and she also speaks and she acts. Show interviews and programs. We're going to add the show interviews and programs. If you have any fitness questions, please be sure to ask. And, of course, the tutoring. If you need tutoring, be sure to ask about that as well. We have different subjects: writing, math, reading, history, science, language arts, ESL, teacher certification. I have a couple of individuals who I'm currently tutoring right now. So please be sure to call me, 1-800-969-5251. Okay? All right. In addition to that, go to stellargospelmusic.com and check out all of the icons and check out, we're going to update that particular website. Upcoming events, we are actually looking for for singers and mom teams for July 15th. We're going to have a pre-church homecoming anniversary. And so we want to invite as many individuals as possible. It will be from 5 to 7 on July 15th. If you're interested, just email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. And also we will have letters going out as well. And this is July 15th. So mark that on your calendar. We're looking for choirs and we're looking for singers in order to bring in our homecoming celebration on that Sunday. So we're going to have a pre-coming celebration on that Saturday, and we're looking for ministries through songs and mom teams. All right? All right. I want to appreciate each and every one of you again for listening to the AfredaLoveShow.com. Be sure to come back on tomorrow, and if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love is the truth, because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrida. Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet, the Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry, featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever
depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.